Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I am Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show as we continue to mark this day as a very important day in the history of America, of the United States, and actually, you know, we could say the world, right? Because this is the day that began... It began by as a way of celebrating those who had fallen in battle, those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in battle for on behalf of their nation, and so that's how it began. And today, though, Memorial Day is a little bit different. It's still to do all those things that I just said, but it's also a day that that we do other things, that we barbecue and we visit and those kinds of things, but. One of the things I'd like to do is I'd like to point out that there's a group of people that I would like to single out, just not single them out, but to call them out, to identify them a little bit, as you know, as it is my nature as a small business advocate, it's my nature to do this, and it's my job to do this, and that's to point out some people that are part of the group that you and I commemorate today on this Memorial Day. And here's what I want to say about that. You know, as we know, reasonable people disagree on the origins of what's now called Memorial Day. But most of us accept that the practice of decorating the graves of Americans who died defending our country began in earnest by women of the South during and following the Civil War. And John Logan, General John Logan, on May the 5th, 1868, at that time he was the national commander of the Army of the Republic, he was the first to make Memorial Day official, and he did it with something called a General Order Number 11, which stated in part that the 30th day of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country, end quote. Since that time, as you know, this Memorial Day thing caught on. One of the reasons it caught on was because it became a family thing. It became a time when people came together and had meals, but long before people barbecued, people were getting together to have meals and to remember those who'd gone on before. And it wound up becoming something more than just about our military dead. But since that time, some other things have happened to make Memorial Day official. Congress made it a national holiday and changed the date from the 30th day of May to the last Monday in May. That way it could always be on a Monday. America has honored its fallen heroes from all conflicts in pretty much the same manner that General Logan anticipated with the language of his order, and here's another part of it, whereby, quote, posts and comrades will in their own way arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances may permit. When America issued its first call to arms, my friends, we were a country, before there was a standing army professionally, that call went to the militia, which was identified as, quote, all able-bodied men, end quote. They would call themselves the Minutemen, right? Remember that? Because they could be ready to fight in a minute's notice. They were primarily shopkeepers, craftsmen, farmers, that sort of thing. Today, we call those people small business owners. From as far away as Scotland, America's Minutemen were pretty impressive. As he wrote about the colony's quest for independence from England in his classic work, The Wealth of Nations, that great work that I refer to often, Adam Smith predicted America would prevail in its conflict with England, thanks to its militia, which, and he says, quote, turns from its primary citizen character into a standing army, end quote. Those are the words of Adam Smith. By the 20th century, state militias had become part of the National Guard, and by 1916, the National Defense Act created another layer of citizen soldiers, the reserves, in which I spent many years. Prior to the war with Spain, latter-day Minutemen served only on American soil. But since 1898, including World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, and twice in Iraq, and now in Afghanistan, Americans has deployed citizen soldiers around the world, right alongside the regular armed forces. In Operation Iraqi Freedom, for example, the Guard and Reserve averaged about one-third of U.S. forces. But I did some research on that, and I found out that they also accounted for a comparable percentage of casualties, both injuries and those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Whatever they've been called, small business owners and their employees have left the marketplace to demonstrate their courage and die, if necessary, on the battlefield. So as we honor all those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in service to this country, I think it's appropriate today, on this day, on this Memorial Day, to also remember the long tradition of America's small business volunteers who weren't every day of their lives professional soldiers, professional Marines, professional sailors, professional airmen. They were professional at something else, but then they turned, as Smith said, turned from their primary citizen character into a standing army. Let's also remember that long tradition of America's small business volunteers to serve faithfully in harm's way on behalf of a grateful nation. Clearly, my friends, America would not exist nor ultimately have endured without the sacrifice of those heroes who did that, what Smith said, from primary citizen character into a standing army. God bless those who paid the ultimate price, all, each and every one of them. It's Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. We're commemorating that today. We're celebrating those lives. We're standing on their shoulders. 20 after, I'll be right back. Couldn't get away too soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.